A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. As we continue our trip around the NFL, OTAs underway, a couple months away from training camp. A lot of people looking at the Miami Dolphins with the addition of Tyreek Hill. Big storylines coming out of South Beach. Hal Habib, kind enough to join us, sports writer covering the Dolphins. Hal, how are you?
Hey, Hal.
Hey, with that Miami music to lead us in, I mean, I got to be doing really well, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And you've been covering this team for a minute. You've seen a lot of coaches come and go. What's your early impressions of Mike McDaniel?
Very positive. It's early. Who knows how things are going to turn out, but he seems to have captured the players pretty well. I think that they are gravitating toward him. They seem motivated by him. They seem excited that there are going to be some fresh ideas, some creativity. A lot of positive things. On the other hand, it's another first-year head coach that the Dolphins have hired. So, we'll see how this one pans out. But so far, so good.
I saw Tyreek Hill showed up for a workout, and he said he doesn't have any, or he had low expectations for Tua Tagovailoa. How healthy is Tua, and what are your expectations for Tua Tagovailoa coming into the season?
My expectations are that he needs to prove that he's the guy this year. Whether he will or won't, who's to say? People are talking him up. And Tyreek, as you saw, was talking him up big time the other day. I had to kind of throw a flag of sorts when he said something about Tua's crazy arm strength, because that's not what Tua is known for. He's obviously known much more for his accuracy than arm strength. So that was a little overboard, I thought. But right now they're just going through voluntary workouts. Tua was sick the other day, so we didn't even see him. We'll probably get a better idea next week when they get into minicamp.
Tyreek Hill has a Super Bowl ring. Now he's got a huge, huge payday with the Miami Dolphins. Is the motivation there? You get the early impression that he's still set on winning and winning at a high level, because sometimes these guys get that ring and they get the payday, and maybe the motivation isn't quite there as it was in previous years.
Yeah, that's really the question, isn't it? I mean, with anybody, I think part of it is human nature. Right now, all I can tell you is, when we were out there the other day, Tyreek was working with Teddy Bridgewater since Tua was not there. And they were trying, to establish some sort of chemistry and connection. And we saw Tyreek running an awful lot of long routes and not coming up with the ball at the other end of them. And yet he didn't get frustrated. Maybe it's easy not to get frustrated with that in May and possibly in July. But, you know, if that were the case, and I'm not saying it will be, but if that sort of thing plays out in November, is Tyreek still going to be, you know, okay with it? Or not really okay with it, but at least not getting overly frustrated by it. We'll have to see. But he said all the right things in that regard the other day. He went out there and, you know, worked his tail off. And those are all positive signs. He seems to be a pretty competitive guy from everything that he's told us since he arrived.
You know, I was looking at this offense yesterday when I found out we'd be having you on, and I actually believe that they got incredible weapons with the addition of Tyreek Hill. You brought in Jaylen Waddle. Waddle had over 1,000 yards, I believe, last year and looks to be great. You've got a few running backs, Edmonds. I know you brought in Mostert, and you've got some good running backs. How good is your offensive line?
It's funny you say that, because as you were forming your question, I'm thinking, well, I got to jump in here and say something about the line, because it really, you know, it really does come back to that. And, you know, in a way, I'm sorry to say that with only a small exception in the Mike Pouncey, Brandon Albert years, this offensive line in Miami has just not gotten the job done since Ricky Williams left here. And so it's been seemingly a never-ending battle to put together even an average offensive line for the Dolphins. Luckily for their sake, they were able to make things come together with Connor Williams from Dallas. And then the big prize really was the left tackle, Terron Armstead, coming over from New Orleans. The tricky part to that is that he does play on the left side. To his blind side, makes the right tackle the premium position. We know that Rob Hunt is one other guy who they can rely on, probably going to be back at guard. So we'll see what the right tackle position holds for Miami. It could very well be Austin Jackson this year, which would put an awful lot of heat on Austin to be the player that he hasn't been, frankly, since they picked him in the first round.
How, I'm trying to think of the right way to word this question. How serious is this Brian Flores lawsuit? And do you feel like this is something that could hang over this team for quite some time?
I don't know if it's going to hang over the team, because I think the players themselves are so eager to move on with Mike McDaniel. But it sort of hangs over the organization, and possibly hangs over Steve Ross a lot more than inside the locker room itself. I seriously wonder if I'm going to work another day in this business with this lawsuit being behind us. I think it's going to just drag on forever. And that's, you know, this won't be the first lawsuit that does drag on seemingly forever. Right now the real question is, how is it going to play out? Is it going to be settled behind closed doors in arbitration, which is what the NFL wants, or is it going to be an open court, which is what Brian Flores and his lawyers definitely want? That's a big question that, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, John Gruden just won a little battle of sorts legally to keep his case out in the open. And it is kind of, I don't know, what's the right word, unusual, weird, whatever word you want to apply, when you think that the league has that right written into the contract to keep everything behind closed doors and to sort of be judge and jury. That's something that Flores is going to have to overcome in a big way to see any kind of satisfaction out of this lawsuit.
Do you feel like, okay, I'll ask you personally, do you have any confidence that Tua Tagovailoa can stay healthy?
Stay healthy? I mean, you know, how many quarterbacks are going to start all 17 games? You know, it's such a high-priority position, and so many defensive linemen are going after these guys that it is hard. You know, my guess is that he'll probably get banged up again, like a lot of quarterbacks. And I think the bigger question is really whether his performance keeps him on the field and that Mike McDaniel isn't forced to make a decision on whether to go to Teddy Bridgewater. Because Bridgewater is one of the better backups in the league. And if Tua is struggling, given all the weapons around him, you know, McDaniel is going to face a fair amount of heat to make a change if it should come to that.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to catching up with again sometime down the line.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Hal Habib, kind enough to join us, covering the Dolphins for over 40-plus years.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.